Basal cell cancer is the most common malignant skin tumors. The malignancy develops from the basal cells of the epidermis. The disease affects men and women with the same frequency. About 90% of all cases occur in people over 50 years. The gold standard of basalioma treatment is Mohs surgery. Most patients have a favorable prognosis for oncological therapy. How and where patients with basal cell skin cancer are operated on. You can learn from this article. Treatment of basal cell cancer. Destruction of the tumor is the main purpose of cancer therapy. The choice of treatment methods depends on the biological type and histological form of the basalioma. Mohs surgery is the main way to fight the pathology. This intervention is also called Mohs micrographic surgery. It is considered the most effective option for the treatment of basal cell cancer of the skin. New growths in critical areas, face, arms and legs, are removed under the control of a microscope. This minimizes the risk of relapse and reduces the traumatization of the intervention. Who's recommended Mohs surgery? The Mohs surgery is indicated for the treatment of basal cell and flat cell skin carcinoma. It is suitable for removal of neoplasms, which are localized in cosmetic and functionally important areas. The eye area. On the nose and in the nasolabial folds. Near the lips. On the auricles. On the scalp. On the extremities. On the fingers, hands and feet. On the genitals. Mohs surgery is recommended to fight large and aggressive tumors that have unclear edges or have relapsed after previous treatment. Mohs surgery. Mohs surgery is a resection of a visible tumor with a small edge of healthy skin and subsequent laboratory testing of the sample. The operation is performed by a surgeon who specializes in resection of this tumor, an examination of the neoplasm and wound reconstruction. The surgery consists of several stages. Local anesthesia is used for pain relief. The doctor dissects the tumor together with a slice of non-affected tissue. Thanks to Mohs surgery, it is possible to completely get rid of 99% of first-treated basal cell carcinomas. What happens during the surgery? During Mohs surgery, the doctor slices off a thin layer of the tumor. The sample is immediately analyzed under a microscope. The assistant technician participating in the surgery freezes the sample and cuts it into thin slices. They are dyed and examined under the microscope. Following that, the doctor separates the operating area into segments, labels each one with different dyes, and makes a map of the site. Using a scalpel, the surgeon removes a thin layer of visible cancerous tissue. Some tumors germinate deep inside. This determines the lab analysis of the sample. The doctor cuts the tissue into areas, encodes them with paints and draws a map of the scene. In the lab, the technician freezes the resulting tissue and then makes thin slices. They are placed on microscope slides and dyed. The surgeon investigates all the edges and bottom of the tissue on the slides. If there are any cancerous cells left, he marks their location on the map. The surgeon then removes another layer of tissue from the cancer site and submits it for examination. The whole process is repeated as many times as necessary to obtain a clean field. After the malignancy has been completely removed, the surgery team finishes the procedures. Depending on the location of the tumor and its size, they can apply stitches or use a skin graft. Small operation sites can heal on their own. If more than two resections are required, the entire process can take up to several hours. Mohs surgery has the highest treatment efficiency. It preserves the largest amount of healthy tissue. Advantages of Mohs surgery. Conducting Mohs surgery to remove basal cell skin cancer has several advantages. Efficient and economical treatment performed in one session in outpatient conditions. Tumor examination is done on site. The patient does not spend money on long-term hospitalization and general anesthesia. Accurate examination results. The doctor carefully checks the tumor edges under a microscope and the tumor is completely dissected. High efficacy. After the operation, About 99% of patients who are undergoing their first treatment are completely cured. In the case of a recurrence of the tumor, repeated surgery can defeat cancer in 94% of cases. Good cosmetic effect. The surgeon gently dissects the area of malignancy, trying to leave as much healthy tissue as possible. Alternative methods of basalioma treatment. Along with the MOS operation, the following techniques are used to eliminate this pathology. Curage and electrode position, electrosurgery. Removal of a tumor using a sharp tool with a ring tip, a curette. The surgeon scrapes the tumor and then uses heat or a chemical agent to destroy the remaining cancer cells. The procedure is repeated until the operating edges are free of cancerous cells. As a result of the surgery, a round whitish scar resembling a cigarette burn remains in the place of the tumor. This type of removal is suitable for small carcinomas. The effectiveness of the procedure is 95%. Excision surgery. Using a scalpel, the surgeon removes the entire tumor along with the healthy surrounding tissue and sends it to the lab for analysis. The edge of the skin to be removed depends on the thickness and location of the tumor. If the lab finds that the cancerous cells are outside the field, the surgery is repeated. The effectiveness of the intervention is similar to curage. Photodynamic therapy. During the procedure, the doctors inject a substance which makes the tumor sensitive to light. After that, it is treated with a special laser, which destroys the malignant site. Phototherapy is used to treat basal cell cancer of the face and head. Laser surgery. Tumor destruction by laser radiation. This method is used as an auxiliary therapy for hard-to-treat carcinomas. Cryosurgery. Removing the tumor by freezing it. The treatment efficacy rate ranges from 85 to 90%. This method is used to fight against invasive basalioma. Radiotherapy. Application of radiation exposure for tumor destruction. Radiotherapy is indicated for the treatment of tumors that cannot be completely removed surgically. This method is also recommended for patients for whom surgery is contraindicated. The effectiveness of radiotherapy is less than 90%. The prognosis for basal cell skin carcinoma. Basal cell carcinomas grow slowly and rarely metastasize. The treatment prognosis depends on the localization of the tumor and the stage of the disease. More than 90% of patients are completely cured of this disease. With local basaliomas, the rate is close to 100%. Where do they perform MOS surgery abroad? Foreign patients choose oncology centers and departments of leading clinics of Turkey, Spain, Israel, Germany, Korea, and China for basalium removal. Among them, LIF Hospital Network in Turkey, Soon Chun Hyang Hospital in Korea, Sourasky Medical Center, Akilov, in Israel, Tegnan Clinic in Spain, Ankara Memorial Hospital in Turkey, Kwion Marbella Clinic in Spain, Asklepios Medical Center in Germany, Fuda Cancer Hospital in China.